Hello? It's time to disrupt. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Catalyst Podcast. I'm your host, Nike, and today we're going to dive into the latest buzz in the beauty world, talking about the Euphoria scandal that is sending shockwaves through the makeup community. Ever so often, I really hope to do episodes like this, talking about the lack of inclusion and inclusions scandals within the social space, kind of give a deep dive and really reflect on why it's important to talk about these things, and also give my take on a DEI strategy that I think the brand would benefit from if they actually took into consideration and prioritize making their spaces safer and more inclusive. So I'm really excited to start off this series with this episode and this scandal. It was all over my FYP on TikTok. It's been all over Instagram and even in some really popular news outlets. So let's dive into today's episode. It all started when Euphoria, a makeup company boasting clean and sustainable makeup products, decided to expand its shade range. So this saga has been long-standing. Euphoria has been seen in the media. They were on Shark Tank. They got a deal on Shark Tank. And they're known for having makeup that's like skincare. That's their whole spiel. So let's rewind and kind of unravel where this all began. Picture this. Gloria George, who is a prominent beauty influencer, goes on TikTok to test out Euphoria's Date Night foundation. In a viral video, she compares the darkest shade to black face paint. And honestly, y'all, you couldn't tell a difference between the two. Now, this critique has been something that's been longstanding in the beauty space of beauty companies not making foundations dark enough for darker skin tones or having a range when it comes to darker skin tones. But then also the flatness of foundations and the lack of undertones. This isn't the first time that Euphoria has faced backlash. In fact, before this incident in September, they had done a launch of foundations, and they had a limited option for dark complexions. There was a huge jump when it came to darker complexions. For light complexions, they had a various amount of undertones in different shades. At first, the founder, Fiona Ko Chung, initially defended the range by saying it was a proof of concept and they were testing it out to see how it landed with consumers, and that they would later expand the line to include more shades. So now we are where they have included more shades, but the additions are honestly a slap to the face, especially towards Black consumers and darker skin tones. A lot of beauty influencers have talked about this, such as Siobhan Ford, who had dissected the foundation's ingredients, revealing a troubling truth that the darkest shade consists solely of black pigment with no undertones. If you don't know much about makeup, also same, but I am a makeup dabbler. I do wear makeup and I do know a little things here and there. And when you're creating a foundation or a face product, you need to have different shades and undertones within the product. And you could tell this by the ingredients. So when companies are creating their formulas and then they're creating their colors, the color section is going to have different pigments in order to create a foundation or concealer, or whatever that face product may be, to create a shade that shows a lot of depth and that doesn't leave you looking flat, because the last thing you want to do when you're doing your makeup is looking flat. This shade, y'all, that we're talking about just has black as a pigment. And respectfully, no one is just black, right? Like, if you are a black person, if you have black ethnicity, you are a darker shade of brown, which derives from orange. So it really doesn't make sense to create a foundation that just has one pigment in it, which is black. No other pigment, no consideration for undertones. And it just honestly attributes to the sentiment that a lot of people have felt within the beauty space, especially those who are non-white or have a darker complexion, of feeling overlooked and dismissed by the beauty industry. And so it's not another call out to diversity and accountability. We also saw this with Too Faced a couple years back, and Jackie Anya actually called them out for having a lack of range when it came to their foundations and actually really, really worked with the brand. And Euphoria honestly could have addressed this really in the beginning instead of going and just sharing and promoting a black skin foundation. They could have addressed the concerns of range beforehand, and it just kind of shows a lack of care. And it feels very much like a slap in the face of like, here, you guys complain that there's not a dark foundation. Well, why do I give you black? Like, it comes out very petty. And of course, we don't know the intentions of the brand and really where they're coming from. It could feel kind of overwhelming when you are critiqued for something that a lot of people have like validity in explaining, and maybe you don't have the same lived experience, so you could feel overwhelming and daunting and how to address it. But if they had really just addressed the stage range and really taken their time to do that in the beginning before just launching a black foundation, it didn't have to become a scandal. I also have seen a lot of like inputs that maybe the shade, this black shade, was just meant to deepen and as a mixer to make foundations deeper, because there are brands that do that with white and black to add just like a certain color into the foundations. But it doesn't really make sense for this foundation to be that. First of all, they didn't promote it as that, and usually you would promote it as that if it was just a mix-in shade. They promoted it as a foundation. And also, when they were doing swatches and they found models to represent the skin tone and show the product, the models are way lighter than this foundation. Like, it's comical how they tried to blend it into the model skin, and they definitely probably used Photoshop for the online photos, because it honestly did not make sense. Like, there's no one that is this color, this shade. So I really want to talk about how they should address the lack of inclusion and what kind of inclusion strategy they could have. But I also wanted to talk about the conversations that's been had since the scandal. So let's talk about that, and then we can dive into like my take of what they should do in terms of their third inclusion strategy, if that is something that they prioritize and that is a value of their brand, which it should be for everyone, but we all know that that's not necessarily the case. So let's dive deeper into the impact of this mishap and Euphoria's misstep and the broader beauty space. Because it sparked a lot of conversation, not about only about representation, but also the power dynamics within the industry. Because the beauty industry has a long history of dictating beauty standards, often at the expense of marginalized communities. And Euphoria's mistake is only one example of the systemic issues that's placed, and it's not the only one, and it probably won't, there'll probably be another issue after this with another beauty brand. It's essential to recognize that the lack of inclusion isn't just about shades of foundations, it's about erasure of entire communities and their beauty narratives. The criticism that was told in September that folks shared, the result of that criticism came a black foundation. And that shows that the voice of the black community and people with darker skin tones was thoroughly dismissed and not taken consideration when it came to the production of a larger shade range. And it really shows a lack of care and active listening and willingness to listen to those who have a lived experience who are actually affected by this range, the lack of shade range, there's further harms. And let's not forget the economic impact as well. Black consumers contribute a significant amount to the beauty market, yet they're consistently underserved and overlooked. This shares a clear message that their money matters less than others. The beauty industry thrives on diversity, yet it fails to reflect that diversity in its products and marketing. And it's time for brands to acknowledge their responsibility and actively work towards change. If you can't commit to offering a wide range of foundations for your company, that is something you should really take into consideration before one, launching, and before two, promoting. Because as consumers, we hold an immense power to influence the direction of this beauty industry by demanding more inclusive and supporting brands that are more inclusive, that promote diversity. We can create more equitable beauty spaces for all. And so it's really our agency as well to advocate and to call out when brands are being really dismissive of folks who historically have been ignored and harmed within our social spaces. So it really starts with education and awareness, because by learning about the experiences of the communities that this affects and amplifying their voices, we can drive meaningful change from the ground up. And honestly, on social media, I've seen a lot of people who have really done this and who have brought awareness to the issues and really supported prominent folks online who have this similar lived experience and also support the fact that this is not okay and it's not right. Additionally, you can put your money where your mouth is. And we've seen this countless of times in how it works. Support brands that demonstrate a genuine commitment to diversity and inclusion, and don't hesitate to call out those who fall short and even refuse to invest and to pay them. Because together we have the power to reshape these industries to be more inclusive and representative. Especially by having these conversations. So I always want to remind you of your agency, and yeah, we all have the power to really call out brands, and especially when what it feels like what they're doing is not intentional, like they're not being intentional about addressing very valid concerns. Honestly, I feel like it would have been better if they're like, we don't want to make foundations for darker skin people deal with it, instead of just putting out a black. Like, and I know that's like scary, but it's honest. Instead of saying like, but yeah, we're totally gonna work on our shade range, like here, like in a couple months, we're gonna put it out and like give you a black. Like, I'm looking at my microphone, like black, like I'm putting my hand next to my microphone, like no. If they could have just like, our skincare is just for folks who have a fair to medium skin tone, and given whatever stupid reason they wanted to give, that might have been much better, because we could be like, okay, so you're just racist, so like you just don't want black people to have to wear your product, cool. Well, we're not going to even try that, you know? No one's going to say that though, right? But I would say that because it's like, it's at least you're being honest and transparent, and just by like, it's reducing harm. It's not reducing harm, you're still being harmful, but you're not like doing, you're not being inclusive under a guise of harm. You're being harmful over a guise of inclusivity. I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah, really messed up. So I want to talk about diversity, inclusion. Like, this is if they had hired me and they were like, Nike, you need to fix this. You need to help us fix this. I would be like, okay. This is my inclusion strategy that I think they should do. Because one thing is clear, they need to diversify their efforts and to take accountability for what they did. And I'm not even, I haven't really heard from what the owner has said about this. And I think I looked it up a couple days ago, but I don't know. I think to address the lack of inclusion, they have to implement a comprehensive DEI strategy, and it should include these things. Number one, they have to take accountability and be transparent. They have to be transparent about their efforts towards diversity and inclusion, and they should have shared like their progress and like their process to get to the shade. Honestly, this accountability and transparency should have taken place way before when they had the first thing that happened in September with the like of range. They could have said, "Hey, you're right. This is not a range that reflects the inclusivity and diversity that our company values. So we're going to go ahead and work with a prominent Black influencer who has called us out to get their input and understand why this is so important to address and how we can address it. And this is the process of doing so. We are researching different undertones. We're making sure that our swatches have depth to it. We're making sure that the color ranges and the variety of color between each shade for the lighter skin tones, it has a similar lineup with the darker skin tones. Like, that's what they should have done. They didn't do. So that's what they should do for this round and say, we effed up. Sharing a black is totally not okay. I don't know what I was thinking. Maybe I was overwhelmed. Maybe it felt really like a daunting task to tackle. Like it feels like there's no one black on their team. Maybe they should address that. And you know, just like I think if they just said, like, listen, we effed up, we shared a black on. And we just, I can't even think about how they can say this. Like, it's just like so baffling, like that they thought this was a good idea. But yeah, saying like we effed up, we put out a black shade that was a mixer with a foundation, and we honestly want to address all the concerns that were said in September, but the way that we did it was not appropriate. They basically put blackface in a bottle. Like, I'm pretty sure that's a tone they use when people were doing blackface back in the day. Don't quote me on that, because I don't look at a lot of blackface, but I'm pretty sure in blackface, they didn't even put browns, they put black. So they need to take accountability. And the CEO, the face of the company, whoever it is, needs to say, like, I am committed to addressing this and working with my team to figure out what went out wrong. And then, like, share that process. I would do like a whole social media thing of like showing the behind the scenes and starting from scratch. Like, we are starting from scratch. We're collaborating with these influencers. I would collaborate with some macro influencers, but also some micro influencers, and get their opinions and voices added and say, we want your input. We want community input. You are a part of that community input. Get their input at start from scratch. Show the process of starting from scratch. Educate the audience of what it looks like to create a foundation. Like, don't go with the naysayers who were like, you need a black because it could be a mix in. Like, no, like breaking it down. This is the different pigments that you need when you're creating a shade. The importance of undertones, the importance of different pigments, and how that changes the formula of a product and how it changes the shade that the product will be. They should do a whole behind the scenes, like 20 part series on strategies from scratch. Like, honestly, if they had just, I'm feeling really inspired right now. Like, I wish I could work on things like this all the time, because I'm like, this could work. But if they did a whole social media thing where they even got those macro and micro influencers to come out, check out the factory, test out different products, mix it in themselves. They did an educational segment too. Like this could be like short 1 minute videos that they're putting out on social media, but they're really like showing that they're taking this seriously. They're getting community input. They're allowing people who have that like lived experience to come and test out products to mix in things. And they're giving that educational content of like, this is what an undertone is. This is what pigness is. This is where we went wrong. Like, the first video should be the CEO there and saying, so we effed up. We put out a black pigment. That's not okay. This is what we're going to do instead. Like just direct, straight to the point, transparent. That's the way they need to go with this, I think. Because I think people like will appreciate that so much. They'll appreciate the honest, transparent, direct communication. We effed up. This is what we're doing to fix it. This is what we should have done in the first place. So that comes with like their product development, right? They need to invest in extensive research and development to create shades that truly cater to a diverse range of skin tones. When I look into this brand, it looks like they really prioritize investing in their branding and their social media presence and not the product itself. That's what it looks like from an outside perspective. It doesn't look like they invest a lot in their product. I'm sure they do. But not as much as they do on like their social media presence. Someone made a really good point when I was doing research for this episode of like maybe this is a publicity stunt too to get people talking. I would not be surprised because it looks like this company does a lot of publicity things. Even if it is a publicity thing to get their name out of there, they should just still address this. Like it's still not okay. It's really harmful. And another thing, this is just to wrap up everything, and part of their inclusion strategy is that they should actively engage with diverse communities. So get that feedback, understanding the needs, and involving them in the product development process. So, like I was saying, if they got macro influencers together and they like worked with them and they brought them to the, it's not the factory, what is it called? The lab. That sounds so bad. They brought them to the factory. No, they brought them to the lab and they went through the process and they're like, we're going back to the drawing board. Like they should do a video. The second video should be them going back to the like at the headquarters in their office, whatever, going back to the drawing board and saying, like, we effed up. This is our plan. We want this range of foundations. Now we want your input. Person in the audience watching, we want your input. Tell us what do you want to see when it comes to your range, your foundation range, shade, whatever. Open it up to everyone, but specifically even focus, like prioritize the dark skin, the darker shades, but then you could open it up to everyone later. What do you want? And then get those macro and micro influencers, get their input. Put them in the lab, show them what you do, show them like the different things you're working through. Maybe say like full transparency because our product is like also skincare. We had trouble when it came to this pigment to create this shade. Here's how we're addressing it. Like go through the thing and then they should donate a sum of money to some cause or proceed. Percentage to some cause because they done fucked up. And sometimes the way to rectify the ways that you fucked up is to pay because money talks. But yeah, that's basically the DI strategy that like they should do, I think, in my opinion, to not only make this right, but to get their branding back on track because this is not a good look for them. Like, even if it was a publicity stunt, it didn't publicity stunt in the way that you would want a publicity stunt to work. Like, this just looks really, really bad for them, especially like since the CEO or the owner or the founder of the company is also a person of color. Like, it just looks really, really bad. Not that it would look different for if it was like a white person, but it just kind of is like it looks bad in the sense of like solidarity. and the lack of. But yeah, that was the tea. That was the drama. Let me know what you think. Like, let me know your thoughts on this. I really think if they did that whole social media strategy thing, that would be a chef's kiss. But, you know, who knows? These brands are really interesting. I've reached out to actually a couple of big brands, being like, whenever they're in a scandal, to just be like, hey, if you did this, this and this. But you know, because I'm like small right now and not well known in the industry or whatever, no one's gone back to me. But I have good ideas. I really do. So anyway, thank you so much for listening. I hope you really enjoyed this episode. If you would like to amplify my voice and maybe get those big brands to see me and that big brain, please consider leaving a rating review on Apple Podcasts and a rating on Spotify. It really helps amplify my voice and get people to see this show and to share this episode with someone or on social media if it was interesting to you. Until next time, be the disruptor, the catalyst, whoever you want to be that you never knew you needed. Bye.